The world of soccer has been left heartbroken by the tragic death of Liverpool star Diogo Jota. NPR's Fatima Al-Kassab reports from London.
Less than 2 weeks ago, 28-year-old Diogo Jota had married his long-term girlfriend. Only yesterday, he had posted on Instagram, calling it a day we will never forget. The couple had three children together. He was at the height of his success on the soccer field, just a few months ago lifting up the Premier League trophy he won with Liverpool Football Club and helping Portugal to victory in the final of the UEFA Nations League. Today, soccer fans were shocked and saddened by the news that Diogo Jota had been killed in a car crash in northwestern Spain, along with his brother André. Spanish police say they're investigating the crash, but it's believed the Lamborghini they were in came off the road due to a tyre blowout while overtaking another car. In a statement, Liverpool Football Club said it was devastated by what it called an unimaginable loss. He had played for the club as a forward for 5 seasons. There were condolences and messages of respect from the top of British politics, including from Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I'm sure I speak for everyone in saying our first thoughts are going to be with his family and his friends in particular. But there are millions of Liverpool fans, but also football fans and non-fans, who will also be shocked by this.
At the club's Anfield Stadium, hundreds of Liverpool fans, as well as supporters of other teams, gathered to lay wreaths, jerseys and scarves in tribute. John Barlow was one of them. He told BBC Radio he had to stop what he was doing at work to come to the stadium and pay his respects.
I come every match and he was sort of like one of us. He had a bit of something about him. Like a proper old Liverpool player, like, you know, the players we were brought up with.
The city's mayor, Steve Rotherham, spoke to the BBC as he joined those laying flowers at Anfield Stadium.
He's not just a footballer. He's part of the wider family, football clubs up and down the breadth of this country. They love the people who put the shirt on, and Diogo Jota was certainly one of those.
Liverpool Town Hall lowered its Union Jack to half-mast, and many of the tributes left to the soccer star referenced Liverpool Football Club's motto, "You'll never walk alone." Fatima Al-Kassab, NPR News, London.